Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Coming to your calls here at 855-839-1210. So at least one Democrat believes that if Joe Biden goes there tonight, so they might be inside their bubble. I differ severely with this. You know where I want President Trump to go. Biden's not going to say, I'm anti-fossil fuels. He's going to go, come on, man, do I look like one of those guys? You know, that kind of stuff. He will not say that no matter what you say, how you try to get at him on that, no matter what statement you bring up. He cannot. He knows that in Pennsylvania. But on the systemic racism, he said it. It's been out there. His running mate has said it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They may feel, yes, he can explain this. He can go there. He can make that case, and it'll be negative toward President Trump. I don't. That's what I want to get him. I want to believe he wants to say that tonight. But you have to rephrase it. Don't get lost in the word salad. Don't even say it to him. Just say it to the audience. Yeah, Vice President here, Sleepy Joe. Joe Biden saying America is still a racist country. Now, you saw when I had on the councilwoman and said, let's use the metric of President Obama, particularly the second time around. I just want to know, how will we know where people on the left will stop with this systemic racism? And they have no answer to that. They don't want to talk specifics. So maybe you can get Biden to say that. If he says that, then I think that's a big takeaway from this debate. By the way, coming up, Dan just sent me this. We have a local firefighters and paramedics union in Philadelphia, of all places, coming out against what they call the undemocratic National Firefighters Union, which gave Biden the endorsement, you may remember, way back when, right out of the box in this, coming out swinging for President Trump around this. In Philadelphia, did I say that enough? A union here in Philadelphia on the record going down that path, and not the cops, but firefighters. I'll give you some of their press release that's out there. Kathy Barnett running against the non-debating Dean of Decency, Madeline Dean, who's given us so many good moments in these 2 years, my God. But more importantly, maybe in addition to that, spearheading, leading a rally in Montgomery County, talking about protecting the vote, given all these mail-in ballot things that have been thrown aside, including counting votes forever. Just imagine the chaos if this isn't stopped 3 days after the election to 5 o'clock in the county office. Kathy Barnett joins us here with Dom again on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kathy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Well, tell us about this event that you guys are putting together. You're one of the headliners there in what, Norristown, the county seat, on Thursday.
On Thursday, October 1st at 9 a.m. till about 11 a.m. Listen, Dom, I mean, I've listened to your show so much, and I know that you've talked about it extensively, about what I call them, the thugs and black robes. Other people call them our PA Supreme Court. And what they and the edict that they put out maybe a little bit over a week ago, it is a continuation of the they are tampering with the election process. And it is simply a continuation of the Democrats, the progressive wing of the Democrat Party's reckless and lawless behavior. It's simply a continuation of their willingness to bring this nation down, even if they have to burn it down in order to win. We've seen the reckless and feckless behavior of the Democrat Party all throughout the summer of 2020 now. Just fanning the flames of the rioting and the looting, not standing up, talking about systemic racism, having us chased after every whiff of racism. And nothing matters to them if they can win. And now we've seen, it's so egregious and it's so upsetting. I went to bed on Thursday night when these thugs and black robes put out this edict. I went to bed mad, woke up Friday morning pissed. I just cannot believe the impunity of these people. They are so reckless and they do not care. And we're not taking it, not just rolling over. I'm a firm believer that we teach people how to treat us. And the Republican Party within the state of Pennsylvania, as in specifically in Montgomery County, have taught Democrats that they can beat our behind and hand it to us at the exact same time. Well, I come from a pig farm in southern Alabama, and I fought really hard to get to where I am and to be in a dead heat in a race that no one thought we had a snowball chance in Hades of ever making it a contest. We've worked very, very hard, and I am not used to people beating my behind and handing it to me at the exact same time.
Well,
so we're going to be in Norristown.
So we're going to be
in Norristown on October 1st.
Right in front of the county seat. Is that Fayette Street?
Yes, it is. You know, and we're not just putting Democrats on notice, which we are, but we're also putting these weak county Republicans on notice as well. These Republicans, not all of them, but the overwhelming majority of them, are so concerned about upsetting the blue wall that they continuously throw us, our conservative values and our conservative needs, under the bus in order not to rock the apple cart with the blue wall. Well, we're putting them on notice as well that you won't need a blue wall because all you will need is a blue wall because you won't get any of our votes. It is time that we begin to stand up and expect different. This election is so consequential. I mean, I know we say it every single election cycle, but there is nothing that we agree with on our side of the aisle relative to the other side. And so this call is going out not just to Republicans and conservatives, but also Democrats. I'm black, so I know a whole lot of Democrats, unfortunately. And I know that there are some very classical, some very sensible Democrats. I have a number of them on my team now. I have a number of recovering Democrats. I love independents. Come out.
Absolutely. What's your website, Kathy Barnett? Where do people find you?
You can go to KathyBarnettForCongress.com. You can find me there. We also have KathyBarnettForCongress/elections. Go there and begin to sign up for the different jobs that we will need you to have on November 3rd because Democrats cheat, specifically progressive Democrats. They cheat, and I'm going to need as many eyes as possible come November 3rd. So please go there.
All right, have a great event, Kathy, to be continued on Thursday and, of course, Election Day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.